The word theater comes from the Greek, meaning seeing plays, but there are some who believe the enjoyment of theater should not depend on your ability to see. Stina Sieg from Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports on how some theaters in Phoenix are making shows more accessible to the visually impaired.
The show hasn't started yet at Phoenix Theater, but David Streif's job has. Sitting on a platform overlooking the stage, he leans into a microphone and describes what he sees.
There's a two-story brick building, a business sign above a roll-top storefront door that reads Rosario's Car and Limo Service on the first floor there.
Streif's words are going straight into the headphones of a visually impaired theater-goer sitting in the audience. When the play starts, Streif will keep going, speaking in between the dialogue, describing important actions, facial expressions, even costumes. Whatever it takes to help that patron completely picture tonight's musical, In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. This process is called audio description, and for the visually impaired,
it's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Marlo Kohler knows that now, but when she first lost her sight a decade ago, she had no idea what audio description was. Then she heard a demo, not during a play, but a movie.
Ghost.
And I'm going to bet you know the scene. Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze, a pottery wheel.
And he goes behind her sensually. And the describer was so good. Lonely time. I would have never known what was happening in that scene.
A little while later, Kohler heard live musical theater audio described for the first time. The show was Phantom of the Opera, and longtime audio describer Sue Berliner was the one speaking into Kohler's headphones.
I cried. I said, Sue, I had no idea how much I was missing until you described the musicals for me.
That's when Kohler, a social worker, took up spreading audio description as one of her causes.
Sometimes I'm a little pain in the tush because I'm relentless.
Kohler and others persuaded most movie theaters in the Phoenix area to offer audio description. But when it comes to live theater here, there's only one group that trains audio describers, Artability AZ, and only a handful of theaters that offer audio described shows. That's pretty typical across the country. In many states, only a small percentage of theaters, usually in big cities, offer the service. In other states, no theaters offer it at all. Education might be part of the problem.
If they don't know about it, they can't do anything about it.
Tom Belshon lost his sight 40 years ago, but that doesn't stop him from going to about 25 plays a year. In a perfect world, all of those would be audio described, but he knows, right now, that's just not realistic.
There aren't enough of us that go.
Which means there isn't enough demand to make audio description universal yet. That's why Sue Berliner, who's been an audio describer for nearly 20 years, says whenever she meets a visually impaired person, she tells them about the service, which is free, by the way.
I want to be supportive, and I want to be supportive of access in every sense of the imagination.
Which also means supporting newer audio describers, like David Streif. Back at Phoenix Theater, the show is hurtling toward the end of Act One. The actors are dancing across the stage. To their left, two women are frenetically signing for deaf patrons. And up above it all, there's Streif, describing a tender moment between the musical's two romantic leads.
They look at each other, run towards each other, meet, embrace, kiss. Lights out.
The scene is sweet and exhilarating. And understood by everyone in the house. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Phoenix.
House lights up, end of Act One.